cars are not moving quickly.
They're moving faster now.
They're speeding up.
I think they just slowed down there to enjoy the view.
What is a good looking day?
It certainly is. Sometimes it's good just to take a break to savor things.
Yeah, everyone getting caught up in the morning hustle bustle of the morning commute.
The rat race.
That's right.
The rat race.
Hey man, I dropped out of the rat race, and let me tell you.
Couldn't be happier?
Couldn't be happier.
Man.
My doctor, I'm off my blood pressure meds.
My doctor, my wife, my priest.
Yeah, they all noticed the change. Now everyone's slowing down again.
Oh, it was so good for a second traffic. We were doing awesome. We were all on the same side of going fast.
Everyone was just like, dude, let's just book.
How about, hey, why are we all standing here? We should be driving. What are we thinking?
So I'm going to finish Need for Speed Shift today and write a review of that.
You said that earlier. Yeah. Oh! Get your phone out. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Need for Speed Shift. I'm stoked because we're, well, I'm not stoked that we're in traffic. Because we're in traffic. So we'll stop and go here.
Oh, yeah.
On the 101
we'll stop
southbound.
And go 101 southbound. Make sure you plan a little extra. You might want to get off the road and, you know, have an extra cup of coffee this morning before you hit the road, because it is a mess out there.
It's not a good time to be in traffic, Jeff. However, I'm excited to be in traffic because
Skycopter 13.
The wave.
The wave copter.
I'm excited to be here in this car with you and on our way on the 101 South, because we're going to go to the Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to buy a copy of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Yeah.
Which
Fusion.
No.
But not Fusion.
No, they don't call it that.
Yeah, I know.
They dropped that. It's good, because that was a terrible subtitle.
It was not.
And in an interview with one of the co-founders of Vicarious Vision, developers of Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, we shot a thing with them at GDC. I think it got lost to the ether.
Uh-huh.
John Voight stole it.
Oh.
We talked about the naming of the game. Like, you know, it started off with the conversation was they had like one piece of signage that had it as Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2 Roman numerals, and then another one with just number 2.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, how did, you know, like, what was the naming process for Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2? And he talked about how, like, there was a consultant firm that was hired, and it was like, there's so many things to balance, because there's, you know, there's the Marvel name that has value, but the Marvel Ultimate Alliance name, the first game was so successful that has value as well. So it's like,
right,
you got to figure out how to, you know, use both correctly. And I guess after thousands of dollars were spent and consultants were hired and consulted, they came back and said, you know, the best name for your game is Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Great.
You know, this is fast becoming one of my favorite things to talk to people in game development about, is the naming process.
Right.
Because there's often such, like, either totally succinct and just like, too good. You think, oh, obviously no thought went into that. It was just...
Right, no.
Just someone wrote it down and it was done, and that was, you know, never disputed to be the name of the game. But there are meetings upon meetings for any game that ever comes out to determine...
Like, what should we call it?
What are we going to call it? Like,
should it have a subtitle?
Need for Speed Shift. Meetings. Hours. Man hours.
Yeah.
Conference calls. Emails. All of these things happened to make the name Need for Speed Shift.
And someone with piercings in their face, I'm sure, some neo-hippie naming consultant came in and said, because it's like a shift, man, but it's, you know, it's shift like a car.
Oh, no,
but
no.
Also
shift. He's got all that internally. That's not...
Or he's in an internal face pierced.
No, I think that's... I don't think you need outside help to make stupid game names. I think that's definitely some group thing.
I think shift is a totally fine game name.
Sure.
That's not a stupid game name. It makes sense on multiple levels. It's clever, in a way. Like, too clever to the point where you're like, ugh.
It's like,
shit.
It's a little on the nose.
Yeah.
It's a little on the nose. But regardless of the naming of the game, I'm excited about Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2. I love the first game.
Fusion.
Yes. You got fusion attacks. Which really...